It's Angela Yee, and I love to travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to experience their beautiful islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI is one of my favorite places. If you're traveling from the U.S., you don't even need a passport. I love the food, the people, the culture, and the beaches. Gorgeous. Go to visit USVI.com to plan your next vacation. Visit USVI.com. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas in May. I cannot wait. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
With Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and look who's here today, 310 baby.
What's
welcome
up? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for showing up. I mean, you have a huge song right now. By the way, what's your team in the NFL?
The Rams, LA Rams.
Okay, all right, so you didn't have nothing to worry about with the Super Bowl?
No. I'm a Rams fan. I mean, I really don't like the 49ers anyway, so it's like I prefer that the Chiefs won anyway.
All right. Well, that was good for you.
Yeah.
So you were, did you get to go out there?
To the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Mm-mm, no, I was working.
Okay. Well, you could have been working out there, too.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, I wasn't out there, though.
Isn't that crazy to say that you're working? Because you're still in high school. So yeah. It's just funny to be like, I was working.
Yeah, first job.
This is your first job. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's cool. It don't feel like work, though.
It doesn't? Well, that's good. That's
it's
the
fun.
Type of job that people strive for. It doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you're in school right now.
Yeah, as we speak. Well, school Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30.
Okay, so explain to me how this works, because you are supposed to be there, but this is counting. Like, what do you have to do to make sure that you graduate on time?
So I just have to make sure I, keep my grades up and, turn my work in and communicate with my teachers. I can't just disappear on the school,
Mm-hmm.
So I still have to show that I'm an active student. But that's it, really.
All right. And your school loves you, by the way. Soak City. That song. Did you have any idea that was going to do what it did?
No. I thought it was just going to go up like in the city, like in L.A., like just with the youth. That's, that was my intention.
It's with
like,
the youth. That's you too, right?
Yeah. Like, like teenagers in L.A., like in the party scene, because it was about to be the summertime. So I wanted that summer, I wanted to be able to go to different parties and perform just to have something to do on the weekend, and because I already wanted to rap.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what I was doing. I was like, all right, let's make a song for the parties, and I just knew I had to talk about like crazy stuff that just turned parties up, and that's what I did. And it went crazier than I could have ever thought,
So were you popular in school already before this?
I'm really like low-key, chill. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never really been the popular kid, but I hang with the popular kids.
That makes you one of the popular kids.
Your
crew.
I was like quiet though, I wasn't outgoing.
Like book smart, really going to classes, getting good grades.
With me, it's kind of like I have an on and off switch with things. Like sometimes I'm like real quiet and then just lock in on my work.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm like a little bit more loud and talkative. It just depends. Like even like talking to you, like if we talk about something like super interesting,
mm-hmm.
I'll like have so much. Like this, you see how I'm going and going?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm like really engaged with it, then I'll go. But usually at school, I'll be chilling.
I thought he's about to be like, that's why I'm not saying much. No.
No.
So what do you think you would have been doing if it wasn't this? Like when you were while you're in school,
mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts on what you would be doing like after high school?
That's funny, yeah. So right when I made, around that time I made Soak City, I was, okay, like I'm about to be a senior next year, because I was a junior. I was about to be a senior. It's towards the end of the school year, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I had plans to go to school, like college. I really didn't want to really. I was trying to see what I could do to get around it. But but
let me put out a hit song. That went gold, by the way. Congratulations
thank you so much.
A gold single.
Thank you. So yeah, I mean, I wanted to go to school for business because like I really love like finance, big finance, like financial literacy is really my thing. Mm-hmm. So like that was all I was doing. Like that last like springtime, like going towards summer, I was just reading and, you know, trying to get a little knowledge going.
Right.
Because I was like trying to be prepared. I really wasn't going to go to school for business. And then I just randomly made this song that went crazy. I was going to still make music. I was already making music on the side. I was never going to stop making music. I was just getting prepared to go to college.
And where did the name 310 Baby come from? I understand the 310 mm-hmm. part, but like, when did you start calling yourself that? Were you already calling yourself that? Or did the song take off and you were like, all right, I got to.
So at that time, so I was dropping music like this, like, and it wasn't going stupid. It was just like me, friends, and like a couple of, well, friends of friends, you know, mutuals listening. Mm-hmm. And I did call myself 310 Baby, but it was, yeah, just, I don't know, just, well, like you said, like, you know, the L.A. thing.
Right.
At 310 Baby. And then it was a point in time where, like, 2020, when I was trying to figure out, like, oh, I'm going to rap and make music and put it out. I was trying to figure out what I was going to call myself. I didn't want to call myself just my government or, like, I don't know. I didn't want a corny name. Like, I didn't want nothing too, like, weird or something that sounded too local.
Okay.
Because when they look at my name, I mean, aside from the 310 part, I don't think it seems too like, oh, that's an L.A. guy for sure.
Right. But you do feel like you identify with, you know, you want people to know you're from L.A. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I think that's important. Mm-hmm. Well, Inglewood specifically.
Inglewood.
But then, too, yeah. And then I know, like, baby is common with the rap. That's why I did the two I's instead of just a Y.
Look at you already doing branding and everything.
A little bit. That's important.
Now, when it comes to finances, you said you read a lot of books, and that's something that you thought you would be going to school for after all of this business. Where did that come from for you? Like, I know sometimes we get sparked with those ideas. It comes from, like, either our parents or something that happened, but what made you say, this is something that I'm interested in?
Honestly, I've always wanted to have financial freedom. I never liked that feeling of, like, not being able to buy something. Mm-hmm. Or, like, hearing stories or, like, people in my family talk about, like, I can buy this, but like that's too much, or the next thing is too much. Like I'll buy this, but not that.
Right.
You know, I didn't like that. And then, like, it seems like not owning homes was like the norm.
Right.
Or renting. Like renting was the like.
And then having to worry about paying the bills and being behind on things.
Yeah.
Although even when you own a home, you still got to pay those property taxes. And a lot of maintenance. So, you know, it's interesting because some people will tell you, if you talk to like a Grant Cardone, he'll mm-hmm. be like, owning a home, he doesn't do that. He only buys things that he rents out, mm-hmm. that he rents to people, and then he rents his own property.
Yeah.
Right? So it depends on who you... I love investing in real estate. So mm-hmm. I have a few different properties, and I own my home. It makes me feel a lot more stable, and also to know that I have something if I ever needed to sell it.
Yeah.
Because I think part of... the way that I grew up, I'm always thinking about what if something happens and you lose it? How do I make sure that I always have something? What's up? It's Angela Yee. And if you know me, you know I have several businesses. Well, one of them had closed down for a little while, but we just reopened it. And that is my juice bar. It's called Nourish Spot BK. And as soon as we reopened, we were really on the clock to find people who can make juices, sandwiches, acai bowls. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Maybe you see the perfect candidate. Well, ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. You can invite your top choices to apply, and you can even encourage them to apply sooner. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. One of the most important things is having our voices represent us. And that's why Black representation in media means so much to me and also to the Black community. When things happen with current events and entertainment and politics, it is so important that we are speaking for ourselves and not have other people place a narrative on us and who we are, and to tell those stories from our point of view. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going, just in case other things don't work out, like multiple streams of income.
Yeah, and I think that's like the, well, like the pros of it is, like, you know, I, at the end of the day, if I own this property, I have, like, this is my property. Mm-hmm. The thing, like, with stocks and stuff, this is cool, and it could be a you know, you can come up off of, yeah, stock a little bit, right, or owning a piece of a company, but that could dip tomorrow, right? At the end of the day, I think there's risk with owning property, but I feel like it's not, you can't compare that to the stock game. It's like it's way different. You could wake up and it'd be done. At least you can kind of prepare, see your property. Like if it, you know, if the market is down, you could kind of, you know.
That's interesting. I look at the stocks as a long-term thing because a lot of wealthy people have a huge stock portfolio, mm-hmm, but a lot of that is not going to be like, it's so rare to invest in a stock and then all of a sudden you get a huge return. Yeah. But what can happen is you invest long term. So like, yeah, it's money that you don't have to worry about. Like if I lose it, I'm not going to be broke.
Right.
It's extra money that I put into the stock market so that it can grow and I forget that I have it. And then later on, 10 years from now, I'm like, oh, look at how my stock grew. Because I do feel like, though, it is something that we need to be more concerned about and a lot more accessible with a lot of the apps,
yeah,
that, like, we have available Robin so you Hood can invest. Because a lot of the things they tell you should invest in long term are things that you use in everyday life.
Yes.
Like you might be like, I use Tide detergent, or
Apple.
I buy Nike sneakers. Let me invest in the stock too, a little money, and,
yeah,
see what happens. Did you ever get into crypto at all?
Okay, look, so like.
Uh-oh, here comes the story when somebody says, so look, right?
So like the NFTs, when, mm-hmm, that was going on, I was like a firm believer. Like I thought that was it. And like I used to like watch like live streams of like people, like, you know, with all like the markets up and like really locked in, like, mm-hmm, I was trying to understand it, and I did, well, not too specific, but I was involved in like NFTs a little bit and even with the crypto thing. But yeah.
Did it work out for you? For some people it did, some people cashed out.
Mm-mm.
And no, okay,
I did, because the thing I was trying to, this has been me like my whole life, is that there's been so many, like, for example, like the stock thing, you have to be 18. I was trying to figure out how I could sell and trade stocks at 15.
Okay.
So it's like, for so long, I was trying to figure out how to do things that I really couldn't. Mm-hmm. So like the crypto thing, I needed a bank account, didn't have one.
Thank goodness.
I needed to be 18, you know, da-da-da, all this stuff. And then I had to figure out the stuff with, like, taxes. So around that time, all I was doing was learning that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I did do is that there's something called Investopedia.
Yep.
And that's like a simulator. So at school, I was in an investment club. So that's how I was kind of cooking it, is I knew I wasn't old enough and I didn't have necessarily, like, I didn't really have the capital, mm-hmm, to trade, but I used Investopedia. They give you $100,000 and, you know, make it work. I was first place in the investment club.
That's amazing.
First place in the investment club 2 times. And I was only in it 2 times, like, well, you know, 2 years, and I won both. But
that's, congratulations, that's huge. I love that.
Thank you.
I love that story. I feel like you'll end up doing some type of nonprofit work too.
For sure. Yeah. I Yeah, for sure.
Because I could see, I'm going to be honest, I could see some of these financial companies wanting to partner up. Because that's the perfect audience. You know, they've said that if you start a bank account, the earlier you do that, the more chances there are that you'll be successful later in life.
And, I mean, I agree with that for sure. Because I know a lot of people that are my age without a bank account.
When did you get your first bank account?
So I had a savings account around, I think, 13. Opened my first line of credit at 16.
Wow.
And I recently just opened checking.
Okay. I feel like I need a loan from you. Good. Don't do it. Don't co-sign anything for anybody either. What is it that your parents do that has you on this track also?
I mean, like my mom, like really it's not necessarily what she does, but my mom has always been big on education.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rather than that's just traditional, but what it is, what I've done is kind of grabbed what the traditional education is like, get like, you know, what am I trying to say here? So basically the traditional schooling, right?
Right.
Is that, you know,
formal education.
Right, formal education. But what I did with that is I took that basic intellect and put it towards something else that I really cared about. Because
mm-hmm.
I may not care about the regular English or history or math or whatever, right? But if I can take that same drive
right.
and that my mom would enforce onto me, right, and put it towards something else, it could be the same thing. It's just education is universal, not just...
Right, I know English. I could write these songs. They'd be bangers. And then you also figured out a way to market and promote them.
Right.
So tell me how things took off for you. Like, when did you first realize, oh, this is really happening?
TikTok. So, I mean, it went up local, mm-hmm. like, just on Instagram or whatever. But then once I started seeing, like, CJ Stroud...
That's huge.
On TikTok.
I know,
like,
he was
Russ.
Hyped that day. When
that was crazy. After that, like, the TikTok stuff, all the TikTok stuff just went dumb. And, like, starting to see when I was seeing the TikToks go up, like, 1,000, 10,000 a day, I knew at that point it was out of here.
Mm-hmm. And these athletes, like, did they even know who you were? Because that song was big probably before people even realized, like, this is a high school kid.
Yeah, I mean, some athletes were following me
mm-hmm.
to where, like, I was like, oh, yeah, they see me. But some didn't. I don't think they knew. But I think now we're getting to that point where they're putting the face to the song.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's about that time.
So when you turned 18, what was that celebration like? You can invest.
So what we did is I did my first show on my birthday mm-hmm. at the Roxy in Hollywood. Sold out. I think I was the youngest to sell out the Roxy too in Hollywood.
That's huge.
So yeah, that was my 18th birthday. My first show. Sold it out.
And work is fun for you.
Yeah, it don't feel like it. It's like the thing is this, like, I love this, right? And aside from the incentives that come with this or the pros, like money or this or whatever, right? At the end of the day, I love this. And what I do, like, when I talk to kids at school or talk to my...
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Peers, as I tell them, I was like, at the end of the day, it's like, we have to say, oh, what do you want to do? Parents ask us, adults ask us, and then we'll say, like, a doctor, mm-hmm. or like, we'll say whatever, because we see like that base salary. But it's like, you don't want to like have a job and be miserable, and then you're there just because of like, oh, this dollar amount. Because then it's like, at that point, it's not, it ain't it. Like, I wanted, like, I love doing this. Aside from the pros, I love this because I love to make music, and I love that it's endless. Whatever I want to spin off and do from this, I can do. Because at the end of the day, all we're doing is you're building a brand, you know?
Did you make the beat yourself?
No.
Okay, so tell me who was working with you.
No, so I screen recorded the beat off YouTube.
Okay.
and yeah, it was like a couple months old. And I just got it off YouTube, screen recorded it, and I like loaded it onto BandLab, because I made my songs on BandLab, but on my phone. Mm-hmm. Loaded it up and did it like 15, 20 minutes.
Did you have to get clearance to be able to use it?
No, because I used DistroKid. So, I mean, it's pretty illegal what I did. But when you're not, I mean, if you don't have any business
partners. Right, you're not thinking, you're not knowing what's going to happen. You're just having fun.
I always knew that, like, if a song blew up, like, duh, you need, you know, handle the business. But at that point, I'm grinding. Like, I'm just trying to get one. I'm trying to catch one. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not going to go buy a beat if I, you know what I'm saying? At that time, like, I'll go broke.
So when you realized the impact of the song, what did you do next? You know, because as a person with the business mind like you have, then what are some things that you said, okay, I have to put this in place and figure it out to get to where you are now?
I mean, so what I did is I just looked at, like, other artists, right, that were bigger than me or whatever. And this was early. This was, like, still in the summer, so, like, June, July, before I even linked up with, like, my manager and the rest of the team. I just took the single, the Soak City. This was in June when it was first starting to pop just locally, and it was still going crazy. I just attached it to a little mixtape because I knew that if people were going to come for this one song,
they
wanted to, like,
more.
Yeah. So I edited a little video on my phone, like, created like a baby rollout, and then I just did the best that I could with the knowledge that I knew at that time. Now I know a lot more, and I would have did so much different, but I think it's just experience.
Yeah.
You know, I learned.
Now, what would you have done differently now that you said you learned a lot more?
Honestly, I would have shot more content before Soak City in general. But even after, but I would have shot more content. I would have had more photos. I would have tapped in with DJs and tried to see what I could have done. Even though I wouldn't have been like known, but I would try to, because I know DJs. So even if it's like DJs that are younger, like teenage DJs, like trying to get them to spin my records and building relationships with them.
I feel like that's an audience that labels are always trying to reach to. Like, how do we reach these kids? That's why they love TikTok. Like, labels are always trying to figure out the algorithm to make a song blow up on TikTok. So you were able to do that organically. And maybe if you would have had a whole plan, it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, I mean, everything happens for a reason. I don't really, and I don't, how I did say, oh, I would have done it different, that doesn't mean I regret it.
Right.
Because I really don't regret things in life. Because at the end of the day, it's like, if I would regret that or regret this or did something different, because the thing, the way life goes is, if I would have done one thing different, I wouldn't be here with you right now. The smallest little thing. That's how I think. It's like everything is just meant to be.
So now what? So you have a new album, all right? Nights and Weekends.
Nights and Weekends.
I kind of feel like I know why you called it that, but let me know.
All right, Nights and Weekends dropping February 23rd. I want to hear why you think.
Well, I just figured that's when you do your music, on the nights and the weekends, and perform. And, you know, I mean, this is school. It's during the day, but
you have a high IQ. Because a lot of people didn't catch that. They wanted me to explain, like, they didn't get it. Why do you call it that? But you know.
So that is why.
Nights and weekends. I only could work at night and on the weekend.
But look at you working out during the day. Because
you know, I mean, certain arrangements have to be made, you know.
When is graduation?
June.
Okay, in June. Are you performing at graduation? Did they ask you to do anything special? Because it is a big deal.
It's a minute away. They haven't asked me. We have to see, you know? I might be in Australia.
Oh, all right, let's start on it. You don't want to, but you would want to be at your graduation.
No, I'm just talking.
Okay, I was like, well, damn.
I'm just talking. Maybe that week, but that day, yeah, because we, you know, we're getting international calls right now, you know?
Talk about it. You had your passport already?
No, we cooking that right now.
Oh, so you haven't been out the country yet?
No.
That's huge. That's going to be a big deal. You're going to love it so much. I just think about when you travel like to other countries and see things, mm-hmm. it's going to influence when you even think about like how you're going to make music moving forward.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have been reaching out to you too. I saw Wiz Khalifa did his own freestyle.
No, Wiz
Not
did
even,
it.
Yeah.
Shout out Wiz, man.
And then let's talk about the album. So yeah. Who are some of the people on? I see my girl Bia is on there.
So we got Duke Deuce.
Mm-hmm.
We got DDG.
Wow.
We got Bia. We got Cash Kid, we got Lil Tyler, we got.
And that video's out already, I see.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we're cooking, you know?
Is that you that said these are the people I want, or was it a collaboration? Like, who is the person that you listen to who works with you as far as figuring out, like, we gotta get this collab, let's get this beat, let's go in the studio?
So, it's funny. So, how it goes for me in my life, and especially with this music, is that a lot of things just happen, like, boom, like, oh, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. So, like, with Tyler, it's like, boom, like, we're both young, youth going up. It only makes sense. Boom, mm-hmm. L.A. to Florida, easy. And it's not, like, a reach. Like, things usually just happen for me, like, it'll be right there. Like, oh, it just makes sense, perfect timing. It always happens at the right time, you know?
Okay.
So, you know, me and my manager, Jinshi, it would just be like, all right, we know this album is coming out. What do we have? Let's see what could work.
Okay.
You know, and then it is, yeah.
And do you reach out personally sometimes? Like, you know, sometimes that DM matters.
No, for sure. Like, with Bia. I was just sending Bia videos and me talking like, oh, I'm fresh out of school, just thinking about you. How are you doing? Da da da. I want the verse. FaceTiming her. That's why I'm like real like, I want to talk to like the people. I don't want it to be like real labeled and like, you know.
It works
political.
A lot better like that sometimes too, because you get an answer faster than
yeah.
Like,
I just want
to
know.
Talk to their people.
Yeah, and that's how I am too. Is like I'm this 100. Like if you want to do the verse, do the verse. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Like let me know what's up. Or be like, oh well, I don't want to do this one, but let's cook or like let's revisit album the next album or da da da. You know.
How about the remix? Like how does that happen? Did they?
That's a prime example of mm-hmm. what I was saying is that each one of those people on the remix just tapped in. Like, it was just like, boom, every week it was something else. It was to the point where it was like crunch time. Like, dang, what are we going to do? We have so many verses, but you see, we made it work.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so what are your expectations for this album?
Honestly?
Like, what do you want? What would be success to you?
Success? I think, So look, for me, I just wanted to get something out, right? To where, like, because catalog matters, mm-hmm. right? It's not just, boom, the one song. Now, so what I wanted to do was I wanted to make sure I can cater to different audiences. Like, I want something for everybody. It's not just one sound. And I think just showing people the success or what would be success to me is just the people hearing it, saying, even if they don't like it, hearing that this kid could, like, really make songs that are real songs. Like, it doesn't have to be a catchy TikTok song. Like, he actually has a good song. Now, whether or not they like it, that's up to them. I don't care about that, right? Because it's somebody for everybody. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I might not be their favorite artist, but I want people to see, like, I'm the real deal. Now, when it comes to, oh, is he the GOAT and all this, like, that time will tell. And as
yeah,
I continue.
Yeah, you have a little time to
yeah.
get
but
to
they'll
that.
See, though. They'll see, though. So it's not too much to talk about that. They'll see.
And when it came to your first show, how did you prepare for that?
Just a little rehearsal and just having the vision. Like, what did I want this to be? Like, mm-hmm. me and my manager just talking, like, what do we want this to look like? Do we want this to be, like, a regular show where it's just whack? Or do we want to make this a moment to where every kid in that audience wants to come to 310 Baby's next show?
Okay. And, you know, Usher couldn't get Justin Bieber to perform at the Super Bowl, but somehow he managed to do a cover of your song. How did you feel when you saw that?
Man, wait, you said who?
Justin Bieber.
Justin? Oh, yeah, with the guitar?
Yeah, with the, yeah. The drums.
I mean, the drums. So, honestly, like, so Justin blew up young.
Mm-hmm.
I blew up young. And to see that, it was like Justin, like, I don't know, it felt fake at first. Because, like, it was like, to even see it, like, even though it was the drums and not him, like, making a freestyle or whatever, like Wiz did, it's just, it all just feels fake. It all just feels fake, you know? It all just feels fake, but it doesn't feel... I don't feel like I'm out of place. Like, I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be and everything is supposed to be. This is crazy. Even
but sometimes
talking to you
it
now,
just feels a little crazy.
Like, even talking to now, like, I don't, not to seem like I'm not prepared with this, but it's just this, like, revisiting that. Like, I almost forgot about that. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's crazy.
Right. I mean, you've been doing your press runs, though. So.
Nah, but we've been working. I mean, it's just certain things we got to do if you want to be the best, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. Media is part of it. It is still a job. Even though you like it and it's enjoyable, it's still a job. And people have to understand that. So, but fortunately, it seems like you have the energy and the mindset to be able to make it happen. So, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Okay. How many?
Just one.
Just one? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how's that? Is it older, younger?
Older.
Older?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming through, man. I really, you know, congratulations on everything. The album, Nights and Weekends, clearly I have a high IQ because I knew exactly what that meant. February 23rd. How do you feel? You excited?
I mean, I just feel good, amazing. I think the future is more than bright. It's crazy. And the thing was funny is I don't think people really understand yet. They don't understand yet, like, what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. It's not just the one record. Just wait, like, album 3, 4, 5.
Okay, we got a plan.
It's going to be crazy. But, yeah, I just got to remain present, though. I don't want to get too, you know what I'm saying?
And I can't wait to see what these investments are going to start looking like,
Oh, it's going to be crazy. Just wait and see. Wait.
But you, I feel like you might blow a little money, like, you got to do a little, have a little fun. Yes? No? Are you going to have a little fun?
Not even blow, but, like, I make investments on different things. Like, if I'm going to invest, like, it has to make sense. Like, I'm not just going to go buy it just because, like, oh, that. But, like, let's do something that builds the brand.
Okay.
You know?
All right, good. Well, I like the gear.
The brand.
All right, well, 310, baby. Make sure you guys follow him. Make sure y'all get that Nights and Weekends. I can't wait to see where you are, like, when you come back and visit me next.
It's going to be crazy. Out of here.
Out of here. All right, it's way up.
Way up.
It's Angela Yee, and I'm known for my love for travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. From the amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and gorgeous beaches, USVI has everything you want in a destination, and no passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Visit USVI.com to plan your next trip. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas this May. I can't wait. Hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in a rhythm.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.